This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 117, on location at the 2018 Twin Cities Pride Parade. TC Pride Podcast, we're on location at the 2018 Pride Festival, and I'm here with
Grand Marshal Lisa Vicoli.
That's right. Congratulations on being honored this year. What can you tell people about some of the work you've done in the community over the years?
Well, I've been involved in politics and community organizing for several decades, and the last 6 years I've been working at the Treader Collection, the GLBT archives at the University of Minnesota Libraries.
And there's a new curator this year?
New curator, Rachel Mattson's coming in. She's taken over, I think, going to do great things. I'm the Grand Marshal, and Gene Treader, the archive founder, got the Lifetime Award this year. So Treader is shining at the Pride Awards this year.
That's right. So the last time we spoke, it was kind of like a crossover episode between the Beth Zemsky podcast and the Twin Cities Pride podcast. Episode 7 and 100, respectively. At the time, you were like just about getting ready to retire, and it wasn't going so well. How's that going?
I'm still flunking retirement. I'm in the office 4 days a week, but I'm gonna narrow it down. I'm gonna do 3 days a week in July, 2 in August, and Rachel's ready to go. I got some cleanup to do on the Treader Transgender Oral History Project. We've got another 130 interviews that we need to get online, and I'm really looking forward to getting that wrapping up phase one, so we can launch, so that Rachel can launch phase two.
And who are you here with today, you're telling me?
I'm here with my wife, Margene, and my mother, Jill. So it's a family thing. It's really, I had an editorial in the Strib today saying my 20-year-old self could not have imagined that Pride would have 400,000 people and that I'd be riding in a car with my wife and my mother. I mean, it was unimaginable in the early 80s to have this kind of a celebration with this scale, and to have marriage and to have family acceptance. It's really a great party. It's a great day to celebrate and to be aware of how far we've come, but also how far we have to go.
Can I ask the fam a couple questions here real quick? Sorry, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Margene Heft, the wife of the famous Lisa Vicoli.
Yeah, and how does it feel to be here with Lisa being honored tonight?
I'm just so happy for her. She kept saying, "I can't believe it," when she was named Grand Marshal. And I said, "I believe it." And she said, "I can't believe it." I said, "I believe it."
Yeah, and how does it feel to see so much support from the community after all these years and so much hard work?
It's so amazing. In the early 90s, I was working for Ameriprise Financial, and we were starting the Gay and Lesbian Network. And, of course, at that point, it was just gay and lesbian. We even thought it was pretty radical to say bye. So, I mean, this was like 1990. And when the corporation started getting behind all of us as a community, I think that was a big turning point in the size of the parade. But just to watch it evolve over the decades has been amazing. So yeah, this is a wonderful pinnacle, riding in the parade with wonderful Jilly. So I'll segue over to Jill Vicoli. But yeah, what a peak experience.
Oh, that was a nice segue. You've done this before. I'm gonna all right, and here we go. All right, cool. And hello, so you are the proud mother of our official Grand Marshal this year.
Absolutely, I am.
And what was your name, ma'am?
My name is Jill Vicoli.
And how does it feel to see Lisa being honored today?
Well, it's very exciting, and I think she's very deserving, but then I'm her mother.
Of course. Biggest fan, of course.
Of course, the biggest of all, yes.
Yeah. And how does it feel to have all this support from the community, the corporate space, lots of nonprofits coming out here and supporting the community today?
It's very exciting, and I think it's very timely, and she and many, many, many others have worked hard for this, and they deserve it.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we'll let you talk about the collection, where people can find out more information online about the archives.
Sure, Ryan, thanks. The Treader Collection is an archive. We've got 3,500 linear feet of material, millions and millions of pages about the GLBT experience.
Which I learned recently, a linear foot is like a banker's box of paper.
Exactly, banker's box. If you think of maybe having like 2,500 pages in each one, you can do the math. It's a lot. So we've got books, we've got periodicals, we've got people's personal collections, we've got organizational records. We have the organizational records for Twin Cities Pride. So you can look back at the organizing that's been done across the decades. We're at the University of Minnesota Libraries. You can find information on the website. You can also find contact information for Rachel Mattson, our new curator, and you can give her a call or send her an email, make a plan to come in. We welcome everyone at the archive. It's free, available for use by anyone from junior high school students to grad students and faculty in the community. Everyone is welcome.
Thank you so much for your time, Lisa. Thank you for all your work over the years. Congratulations. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Happy Pride.
Yay! Happy Pride!
And Dicey from US Bank.
Oh man, we're walking the parade. We've got the biggest contingent ever. Together we pride.
Yeah, and of course, US Bank is always giving back to the community in any number of ways. What can you tell me about that?
You know, this year we have our ongoing sponsorship with Quorum, which is the LGBT Chamber of Commerce here in the Twin Cities. And so we sponsored them this year, but also made room for an extra additional $10,000 donation, which we're really proud of. So,
yeah, which people probably know. So I'm also involved in Quorum. So thank you. So they haven't had a chance to thank you in person yet.
Yes.
But yeah, what else would you like people to know about U.S. Bank and your commitment to diversity and inclusion?
You know, we beyond having the largest contingent we have here in the Twin Cities, we also support 40 festivals across the country. So that's also the largest for us across the country. So huge showing in San Francisco, L.A., big on the West Coast, but all over in the smaller prides as well. So Kentucky, Cincinnati, Cleveland, all over the Midwest. So we like to support big and small.
Wow. Once again, thank you so much for all your support for the community. Where can people find out everything they need to know about U.S. Bank Online?
Yes, usbank.com/pride.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Happy Pride.
Thank you. You too. Happy Pride.
Miguel Ramos for the Twins.
For the Minnesota Twins. Great to see you. How are you doing? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride to everyone. We're very excited to be here today, and it's going to have fun time here.
Yeah, of course, the Twins are big supporters of the community, not just during the baseball season, but all year round, 365.
That's important. You know, this is not about only Pride Month. This is about every day we need to celebrate diversity. We need to come together, support each and other, because always, like I say, the challenge for one is a challenge for all.
Yeah, we should probably let people know about the Pride Night if they haven't heard about it.
Yes, July 9th is a Pride Night. We're going to have a good event. We're going to have a gay man choir. We're going to also have a Freedom Jazz. We're going to have a proceed for two great nonprofit, one Gay for Good, and the other one Heartland. So part of the ticket sale is going to go to support those organizations. You need to go to twinbaseball.com/pride. And you want to see the promotion there.
Miguel, thank you to you and the Twins for your continued support of the community. And happy Pride. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Always. Thank you for letting us be here. It's an honor for us.
Scott Kozlowski with Gay for Good. So Gay for Good is this wonderful organization that loves to support other nonprofits. And we invite everyone in the entire Twin Cities community to come out and join us with different volunteer opportunities once or twice a month, actually. So if you're looking for a variety, if you want to jump in and really get in with a group that is very inclusive, that's us. We love to have everyone come out.
Yeah, so Gay for Good was actually featured on the Twin Cities Pride podcast around episode 50 or so. This is like episode 106 or 7-ish right around there. I imagine you guys have grown a lot in that time. What have you been up to since then?
Well, we've actually, we just finished Mile in My Shoes, which is a wonderful organization that helps people that are on the street get out and run, and they link them up with other nonprofits to sponsor them. We also actually just did a wonderful event with some kids at the Minnesota Zoo. We also did Books for Africa, Canines. We also helped out with Claire Housing this last year. We also worked with Open Arms and Free Bikes for Kids and even Senior Community Services. I mean, we really try
just
to
get doing good, just doing lots.
Yeah, we just try to get out and do good. That's our mission. And we love people that love to do good. And you are welcome to join us no matter who you are, as long as you believe in doing good too.
You got some big stuff coming up as well?
Yeah, so we're actually also going to be doing some volunteering with the National Park Service. And because we're a national organization, we want to try to support those organizations that are doing good across the country as well. And also in August, we're going to actually be doing a little bit of outreach up to St. Cloud, and we're going to be helping out with VA's Olympics, actually. So make sure you jump on to gayforgood.org. You're going to be able to find events there, sign up, and get tickets. You can also find us on Facebook. Obviously, just type in Gay for Good on Facebook, and we'd love to have you join us. If you have questions, reach out. We're not afraid to answer them, and make sure you join us.
Thanks so much, Scott. Great to see you as always. Good luck with everything. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Yeah.
Jim Sees from Claire Housing. Claire Housing has been around for 30 years, and we provide affordable, supportive housing for individuals who are HIV positive, formerly homeless, and many who struggle with chemical dependency as well as mental illness.
Yeah, and there are a ton of ways for people to get involved.
Very much so. First off, you can come out and volunteer. We have about 200 very dedicated volunteers that donate over 7,000 hours to us on an annual basis. We also need to be raising about $1 million by the year 2021, so we're always looking for financial supporters. But then also we have a number of core groups of people that come out and do cooking for our residents, because many of them are living on a very fixed income, and it affords them a chance to interact with the community as well as get very accessible and healthy food. If you go on to our website, www.clarehousing, and that's C-L-A-R-E housing.org, you can look us up and find all the information.
Rebecca Wagner from Quorum.
Tell me about what the village has going on at the parade today.
You know, we're building the future. We're constructing our future business community here in the Twin Cities. We have some construction hats, and we have these super cool tool belts.
That's right. We are building the future with Skittles and Frisbees.
Exactly.
If we have to, we'll do it however
we have to. We'll, however we need to. We'll make it happen.
Right on. Where can people find out everything they need to know about Quorum?
QuorumMN.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Matthew Galavis Reed with W Minneapolis Afoche.
Well, we've got our float. So when the float comes down the boulevard or Hennepin Avenue, first you see the outside, and it's like the entire Afoche Tower in all its pride glory. And then as it's going away, you see the inside of a bedroom. You can go to www.wminneapolishotel.com, and we have all our links on there.
Sally French, Pizza Luce.
That's right.
Everybody's favorite.
Yes. We're just walking, showing our pride. Love wins. That's what we stand for. We have some hula hoopers going. We have some mermaid hula hoopers. We have people with bubbles. We have a pizza suit. We have 7 locations. We have an 8th location coming later this year in Eden Prairie.
We're heard it here first.
Awesome. Yep, yep. Pizzaluce.com.
Scott Dibble, State Senator.
Senator, great to see you again. What are you up to in the parade today?
I've got this big truck, and I'm piling on all of my colleagues. They're going to have their signs and their volunteers, and we're going to be celebrating Pride and celebrating an amazing day, just everyone together, embracing the fact that we're all family and we're all the same and we're all different, and that's a wonderful celebration.
Absolutely, and you're always doing a lot of great work in the community. Where can people follow you online, sir?
ScottDibble.com.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the day. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Thank you.
Tim Walz.
Tim Walz, and you are running for office this year.
Yeah, I'm running for governor of Minnesota with Peggy Flanagan. We believe in a Minnesota that's united, taking on the issues that we know people care about, healthcare, education, everything else. Just glad to be at Pride again.
And I know you've got a lot of supporters. I mean, you've got a lot of supporters this year. I am surrounded by a sea of yellow T-shirts.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have all the support from the community?
Oh, it feels great. And this is an issue I think that's always unified us. It's one we're proud to stand with this community. And I think our folks out here recognize, you know, whether it be fighting to overturn Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or fighting to protect our brave transgender troops who the president seems to try and disrespect at every turn. That's what this is about. And I said, see a community strength standing up for folks. Great to see.
Yeah, and where can we follow the campaign and follow everything you're doing online, sir?
Yeah, Walz Flanagan for Gov. They can go on there, go online, follow us on Twitter. Peggy is the best. She takes the best selfies, but we'd like to get people involved, and we can do this. We know we need to win. We know we need to make sure that Minnesota is going in a progressive manner and push back on what this president and Tim Pawlenty want to do.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Good luck.
Thanks.
Tina Smith, Senator from Minnesota. Well, today I'm really happy to be here at Pride because there is a real attack on human rights and on the rights of LGBTQ people to live the life that they want to live. And being here with all of these community members, grandmothers and children and everybody in between to show their support and their pride in equality just is a great day.
Yeah, and where can people follow your campaign online and get involved?
They can follow me at tinaforminnesota.com.
Senator, thank you so much for your time today. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm Erin Murphy, the DFL-endorsed candidate for governor.
That's right. How's the campaign going so far?
The campaign is awesome. You know, we came out of the convention with the endorsement, you know, with a lot of support and a lot of momentum, and we're taking that all over the state of Minnesota because I want the people of Minnesota to know that we can build a future when we stand together and we talk about the things that matter to us. And when we do that, we are unstoppable. And the answer to the cynicism that we see in politics today rests with us, and we could feel that today in this parade. This parade is full of joy and love, and I'm so glad to be here today for Pride.
Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on the endorsement, and good luck with the campaign.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Erin May Quay, next Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota.
That's right. DFL endorsed. That's right. So great to see you. How does it feel to be here at Pride with all these people celebrating inclusion and diversity today?
It's so exciting to be here. Every year is amazing, but walking in the parade and knowing that representation is so important to folks in the parade and just all the smiling faces and the costumes and the excitement is amazing.
What would you like people to know about the campaign and your platform that you're running on?
We are running for the entire state of Minnesota on a care agenda. We want to fully fund our schools. We want to make sure inclusion is a radical part of our agenda, that we destroy structural racism, destroy structural discrimination in all of its forms. We want to make sure every Minnesotan gets ahead, and that includes trans folks, bi folks, people of color, women, LGBTQ, in total. We love the entire community.
Erin, great to see you. Good luck, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Ann Lasky with Second Harvest Heartland. Yeah, we're excited to be here today. We are representing the LGBTQ community because 1 in 4 LGBTQ individuals experiences hunger, and that's a startling statistic. And so we're here representing that we are here to help and that we believe that no one should go hungry no matter who they are. So that's why we are here and we're excited. Toharvest.org will have information on how you can get involved with us. If you need food assistance, you can find information there, and we'll be handing out cards and stickers throughout the parade.
Chris Shields from the Minnesota AFL-CIO. Well, we have got union members from across the Twin Cities and across the state. We have nurses, we have teachers, We have newspaper reporters. We have stagehands, corrections officers, all sorts of folks. These are Minnesota's members of Minnesota's labor movement, and we're here to celebrate Pride because we advocate for fair workplaces for all working people. MNAFLCIO.org. Happy Pride.
Ahmad Qaismon Hazem. I am with Minnesota Caravan of Love, Queer Muslims of Twin Cities. So today we have Muslims, Muslim allies, queer Muslims walking in the Pride Parade against Islamophobia, homophobia, and transphobia. A lot of times people ask us if being Muslim and queer coexist. We are showing that, yes, we are queer and also Muslims. And we are also people who know how to love, who are how to give, and there's a lot of stereotypes and misunderstanding about us, and we want to eliminate that, and we want people to learn from philosophy of love and coexistence, that how people can love their all identities in multiple ways and many ways. Yeah, so our theme of the float is love, because we are here to spread love. The world is full of hatred, and there's a lot of things happening right now politically with immigrant communities, Muslims, people at the border, children, and we want to show love to people and eliminate a lot of hatred that exists between minority groups. They can go on Facebook and look for Minnesota Caravan of Love, and we are a group that works for immigrant communities, women, people of color, LGBTQ communities, and queer Muslims. Thank you. Happy Pride to everyone.
Jason Burgoon from Bodies by Burgoon. What we have is Torque Cycling, which is another part of the entity. Is we got a float, we're riding some cycling here. The most important thing here is to have fun. We're going to get a lot of crowd engagement. We're going to give out these balloons and a bunch of other fun things. We're here just to celebrate many great things and understand we can't do that if we're not healthy. Bodiesbyburgoon.com. First place, go there and check us out.
Alyssa Light, Family Tree Clinic. Family Tree is a change agent cleverly disguised as a community clinic. We deliver sexual health services and education. We have a trans hormone care program. We serve queer and trans folks with medical care and inclusive sex ed. So we're changing the world. Today we have over 50 people marching with us in solidarity for queer and trans health justice, for community health and health equity. Our float includes a sign that says queer liberation with a beautiful fist and flowers.
So for people who haven't been to the parade, typically the color scheme is like rainbows and glitter and everything. You guys are rocking the black t-shirts tonight. What's that all about?
That's right. Well, our t-shirts say respect my existence or expect my resistance. And we're doing that in solidarity with all the people who are pushed to the margins by our administration, by what's happening throughout systematic racism and homophobia, and working to call attention to that. Yes, you can go to Family Tree Clinic's website, familytreeclinic.org, to learn more about how to get involved. Thanks a lot. Happy Pride.
Hi, I'm Emma Koski, Ameriprise Financial. Ameriprise is a fantastic fantastic company. I love working for them, and they're just the best. We're giving away some koozies today.
People love the koozies.
Yeah, they do love the koozies, so, you know, get your drink on.
Yeah, right.
Ameriprise.com. I mean, just Google Ameriprise and you'll find us. Yeah, happy Pride.
Betsy Kettinger. We're with Travelers Insurance. There's just a group of us, and we are going to carry our red umbrellas and have a little fun. I have my two dogs with me, Gremmy and Raina, and they are here to enjoy Pride. They each have a rainbow bow tie on because they are looking very dapper. You could go to Travelers.com just to find out more about our company or insurance quotes in general.
Nate Bauer, Chief Inspector of the Geek Squad and representative of Best Buy. So we got a walking contingency here supporting Pride this weekend. We got about 75 people, because that's the max we can have for our floats. We will not have any more than that. Okay. Supporting, of course, Pride in Minneapolis and across the U.S. You know, we've got 1,000 locations in the states, and support diversity, and really want people to bring their whole selves to work, and couldn't be more happy to be here this weekend. We've got a month of Pride at Best Buy, and you know, we're having a lot of fun, and it's great to see everyone out here enjoying the day. Thanks for having us. Happy Pride, everyone.
Hi, I'm Mitch. I'm with Carmichael Lynch. We're just out having some fun and some Pride, and I've got about 140 people from the agency here to support us. So it's going to be a great day. Love Out Loud is our logo this year. It is kind of just encompassing the whole Pride theme. of being out and proud and loud.
Yeah, you got a DJ banging some tunes here. This is a really great setup.
Yes, we've got DJ Alvo, and you can find him on Facebook at DJ Alvo Jams. You can go to CarmichaelLynch.com, and if you go to our news section, there's a section for Clout, which is our LGBT plus group at work.
Sue Rainey from Women's March, Minnesota. So the organization formed after the election in 2017 and had a big march, January. 100,000 people attended that march in St. Paul. And so we are continuing as an organization to fight for the rights of women and social justice in our country. We work for women's rights across all sorts of areas, immigrant rights, civil rights, ending violence, workers' rights, LGBTQIA rights, which is the important one today, obviously. And so we're trying to educate, amplify, and activate women in all those areas. Women's March MN.com.
Scott Hobrick with BuyRentSell.com. Yeah, we got a free moving truck for people that buy or sell through me. So we have a great time to buy or sell a home. The prices are super out of control. Inventory's low, so it's excellent time to sell. They can call 612-345-8991 or visit our website, buyrentsell.com.
This is Sakura Sirisabath. We are marching with our Pride Angels. It's about being body positive, loving yourself, being who you are, being comfortable in your own skin. It's all just, in free will. We all wanted to volunteer and do this, so it's not for any sort of business or commercialized, how many things are here, but we're just here to express ourselves and enjoy Pride. So we got some swimsuits, some rough skin swimsuits, some latex. We got a beautiful gown by Miss Gay USA here. Yes, work. And then we got some harnesses and angel wings. So like Victoria's Secret Angels, we are Pride Angels, and it's body by Pride. Body being body positive and promoting that awareness and message to everybody just to love each other and love one another. They can find us on our Facebook page. So just check out Body or just check out Pride Angels. Happy Pride.
Dylan, Mr. Midwest Olympus Leather 2018. The parade this year is amazing. We've got a great crowd. The Leather Pride flag is here. So many title holders from all over the country coming to visit us. It's a really great time.
And for people who haven't been to the parade, this is not just any flag. This flag is huge.
This is the largest Leather Pride flag in the world. Happy Pride. Thank you so much.
Emilia Gonzalez Avalos. Today I'm in the capacity of being part of our Aztec dance group, Kerpuli Quetzalcoatlicue, and we have to get it started, but we are an Aztec dance learning community in South Minneapolis, and we're here to celebrate Pride with y'all.
Heather Renetsky, I'm the program coordinator for J Pride, which brings together the Jewish LGBTQ community in the Twin Cities. So we're super excited to be here. We've got our flags and we're ready to go and we're handing out some swag and just showing off that we're Jewish and we're supportive of the LGBTQ community and queer and proud. So the best places to follow us are either on Facebook, you can find us with J Pride MN, as in our good state of Minnesota, or you can find us at JFCS. Is website, Jewish Family and Children's Service. So we're a program of them and we're really excited to be here. Happy Pride!
Carly Peters from the Minnesota Wild. The Wild is just really excited to be here, be part of this event and show that we want to make this a greater state of hockey and include all groups. And so today we're out here celebrating, of course, the LGBTQ community, but it goes along with all of our aspects to make it a greater state of hockey, youth hockey, disabled hockey, and of course just any fans that want to be a part of it. So it was really fun. So much energy and positivity and happiness along the way, and we're really glad we had Nordy, our official mascot here, and our staff, and everybody was really happy to be a part of it.
Mitch Vosapka.
And where are we right now?
We are stopped right by the Pride flag, the huge 70 by 40 foot Pride flag that is carried every year since the beginning of Pride.
Now, when I walked past it, you were kind of explaining the community to a couple of youngsters here. Can you kind of reiterate for me what you were telling them?
Well, one of the youngins, a little man named Isaiah, he asked me, why do you guys have a flag? Why do you guys have a big flag? And I said, well, do you know what this flag is? And they said, well, no. And I said, well, it's a Pride flag. And I said, all of these different colors stand for a community. All of these different colors stand for something, a different meaning. And when all of those colors come together, they create a rainbow, which is everything, all inclusive. And that's what our community is, accepting all people, no matter what age, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender identity, background, it doesn't matter. As long, when you come into this community, you are welcomed. And that's what we are here to celebrate. That's why we carry this flag. And that's why we have this flag as part of our community, because it stands for everybody. It stands for everybody. It feels amazing that these guys are out here supporting us, and so that we can support a generation that's coming up and going to be standing for what we've stood for so long. And I'm so proud that people are bringing kids out here and showing them that this is what we are here for, and this is what we intend to do for years and years and generations to come.
Thanks so much, man. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Thank you so much, everybody.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of the Non-Pod, nonprofit podcast community, and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or by email at tcpridepodcast.org. Because we're in this together. Nonpod turns your email newsletter, blog, or video content into a more powerful, more personal,
more intimate,
on-demand listening experience. Your podcast.
Your story.
Your voice. Simplified. Amplified. Learn more now at nonpod.com.